Questions number 1A, 1B, and 1C.
When you look at photographs, are they on paper or are they on your phone? If you're part of today's generation, you probably said the latter. Since digital photography became common in the early 2000s, film sales have dropped sharply. In 1999, Americans bought about $800 million worth of film. By 2011, that number was down to less than $10 million. But from 2011 to 2016, global smartphone sales rose from under 500 million to nearly triple that number. This is just one of the many changes in media over the last half a century. For most of the mid-20th century, people listened to music on phonograph records. Cassettes became popular around the 1970s, but records were still the main format. However, the introduction of the compact disc in the mid-1980s was what finally ended record sales position on top. Consumers saw a superior format in CDs, and by the 1990s, records had become a rare format for DJs and collectors. With the digital revolution, nearly every form of physical media is starting to disappear. Many big stores in the U.S. have stopped selling CDs altogether in the 2010s as consumers turn to digital downloads and streaming services. VHS tapes of movies and TV shows were huge in the 1980s, and then came DVDs. But in the last decade, those all have been replaced by online streaming services such as Netflix and Hulu. However, as with any trend, there will be a reaction. The general public is happy with digital, but enough fans exist to keep physical media from dying completely. Sales of black and white film have increased around 5% per year in the past few years, mostly with artists. And record sales were up to 16.8 million in 2018. The 12th straight year of increase. However, this represents just under 3% of all music consumption. So the bottom line is that digital is the king of all media.